Master? Are you in there? Oh, good. Master? Can you let me in? Please? I know it's not time for dinner yet, Master. Well, that's not what I'm here for. Let me in, please? It's dripping.
Finally! I don't know why you keep locking your door anyway. It just makes it harder for me to get in and see you. Oh, yes! This. It's for you. It's your gift. It's food, Master. For eating. Well, obviously. It wouldn't be much of a gift if I got it from your own refrigerator. But you're always saying it's the thought that counts. So why do you care so much where it came from, and not the thought that counted? It's meat. Humans eat meat. Well, most of you do. Well, if you don't eat meat, I have other things. There were eggs, and bread, and this block of white stuff covered in plastic. No, Master. I know I'm not supposed to leave the house without telling you. Well, it came to me. I guess, kind of. See, you were at work. You're always at work. It's so boring. And I was watching a show on the TV. Nuh-uh. You said I could if I didn't touch the remote, and I didn't. I just turned it on. And the lady was talking about, power. Manifestation. That's the word she used. She said it a lot. No, Master, it's real. All you have to do is think really very hard about what you want, and then you'll get it. It worked for me. I did. I was thinking about how long it was until dinner, and how I'm not allowed to call you at work to ask you for dinner early anymore, and how I really, really wanted to ask you for dinner. Then you see, the universe brought me food. It did so. I was thinking about it really hard, like I said. Harder than I've ever thought about wanting anything. Well, then I heard a car outside, right in the middle of my manifesting. And at first I got excited because I thought it might be you, and that you finally got tired of all that boring working and wanted to come home and manifest with me instead. But it wasn't you. It was food. Oh. Well, then a man got out and set a big bag of food on the doorstep across the street. No, Master! I wasn't stealing! Stealing is bad. And I'm not a bad Neko. I'm a good Neko. It's not like that. He put the food there and just left. And the bag was just sitting there and sitting there. It must have been out there, like, all day, probably. And then I realized that it was meant for me, and that I had manifested it, like the lady on the TV had said. I wasn't lying. Going across the street isn't the same thing as leaving the house, Master. I could see the house the whole time, and I was only gone for a second anyway. But it was worth it. Because look, I got it for you, Master. No, it had to be for me. The lady on the TV's... Oh. Oh. Well, it's their fault for leaving food outside like that. What was I supposed to think? Apologize? But they should apologize to me for being so confusing. Fine. I'll go apologize and give them their meat back. Oh. They won't? Do you want it? Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, Master. I'll get it right next time. No, I will. I won't let you down next time, Master. You have my word. Master? Is it time for dinner yet?
Master, you're home early. Oh, already? I thought it was earlier than that. Well, I didn't want you to walk in and ruin the surprise. Your gift. But it's not finished yet. Okay. But you have to remember it's not finished.
Ta-da! What do you think? Well, yeah, it's your favorite color. And I was thinking, you know, all the walls in here are so boring and white. I bet Master would love something different for once. Oh, well, I know you said I wasn't supposed to go on the computer when you're at work, but I had to. I didn't know how to get the paint otherwise. And you told me not to leave the house, Master. You did tell me that. Well, it isn't finished yet. Plus, the walls go really high, and I couldn't find a ladder, so... Oh. You are? Well, I didn't get a lot on the floor. And besides, it is your favorite color. Do you like it? Oh. But... I thought... I'm sorry, Master. I guess I am a bad Neko after all. No, I am. You get me so many wonderful things, and I don't give you anything but problems. I don't deserve this collar. Well, but you got me the most amazing gift in the entire world. My collar. Every time I see it, or hear it, or think about it, it makes me feel warm and fuzzy and safe. You gave that to me. Well, I want to give you something like that too. You deserve it, Master, for everything you've done for me. Do for me. But I just keep messing it up. Well, yeah, of course I do. I need to show you how much you mean to me. Like you did. For me. It's the most beautiful collar I've ever seen, you know? Did I tell you that? I feel like I have, but it's like I keep thinking it for the first time, every time, you know? And I like to show you that too. So you know how much it means to me. And you don't forget either. I'm sorry I messed up again, Master. But next time... Oh. But Master, I'm covered in paint. You don't? Okay, then. I love you, Master. I'm sorry I didn't ask before I painted your room and got paint on the floor. And now you, oh no, your shirt. I'm sorry. Oh, okay then. I'll stop saying it. Yes, no more apologies. Dinner? I was thinking about something else instead. Well, it's just... I'm all covered in paint, and you're all covered in paint. Let's take a bath. Together, of course. It's much more fun to play in the bath when you have a friend in there with you. Well, I don't like water, but I love bubbles. Did you know? If you have enough, you can make a mustache out of them. But not like a real one, but one made out of bubbles. Uh-huh, for real. I'll show you. Come on. And after that, we can have dinner. I wonder if the neighbors got anything good today. Calm down, Master. It's just joking. Me.